Access to televised sporting events is at an all-time high, but so are cable and satellite prices. As Scott Graff reports, costs are going up again, leaving some subscribers to choose between spectatorship and savings.
5 years ago, CBS and Turner Broadcasting agreed to pay the NCAA nearly $11 billion for the broadcast rights for the men's basketball tournament over 14 years. It's the deal that puts games on CBS and channels like TBS and TNT. Among those who'll be watching again this year, Denny Moeller.
My wife says that if we don't have sports programming, we wouldn't have to have a TV. And I agree with her 100%.
Moeller lives in Eagle, Idaho. He's a retired college football coach and watches sports on TV year-round. This past Monday afternoon, Moeller sat in front of an HD TV in his living room and tuned in to the Big Ten Network. The regional sports channel out of Chicago is one of his mainstays.
There are so many good programs that give you more than just a score and give you just more than which coach is going to get fired. And they delve into the lives and of the players, and they delve into the lives of the coaches. And you just learn so much more.
For the dozens of hours he watches each month, the 73-year-old Moeller pays about $110. But he recently got word again that his DirecTV bill was going up this year. Customers of companies like Comcast, Time Warner Cable, and Cable One got similar news. The company's messaging was basically the same. Your bill is going up a few dollars a month because of sports. Derek Bain is research director at SNL Kagan, a company that studies the media industry.
The problem starts with the sports rights, which are, you know, the teams are jacking up prices sometimes 200, 300% when these big deals come up for renewal. So it's just this domino effect.
When it's time for leagues like the NFL, Major League Baseball, and NASCAR to sell their broadcast rights, networks like Fox, NBC, and ESPN will pay huge sums of money for long-term deals. Broadcasters recoup most of that through advertising, but they'll also charge cable and satellite companies more to carry their channels. Dan York is DirecTV's chief content officer. He says as a result, his company is forced to raise its prices by about 5% every year.
This dynamic is difficult for pay TV providers because they have no choice but to pass these costs along to consumers. And the rate of increase is unsustainable for customers, whether they're sports fans or not.
Analysts say big satellite and cable operators eat some of the increases, knowing they can't pass all of them on to consumers or risk attrition in subscriber numbers. SNL Kagan estimates operators have seen their profit margins cut nearly in half over the last 20 years. They're expected to continue shrinking, even as customers' bills go up. The constant increases are leading some people, like Joe Jezuski, to make changes.
The past couple years, I've really tried to cut out expenses from my life that were extraneous. And so this was one of them.
Jezuski lives in Boise, Idaho, and loves to watch football. But higher prices recently led him to rethink his satellite subscription. He now pays DirecTV $50 a month during football season and then shuts off his satellite service for 7 months a year. Dan Rayburn, an analyst with the firm Frost & Sullivan, says people like Jezuski, though, are the exception.
The bottom line is consumers are still willing to pay. They're not willing to cut cable because they want sports. Sports is the one thing that keeps them there. They complain about it. They don't want to pay it, but they continue to. They have no choice.
And Rayburn says hardcore fans who can't live without sports on their TVs should expect the trend of bigger satellite and cable bills to continue for years. For Only a Game, I'm Scott Graff in Boise, Idaho.